for us, it's important to have objects that restore the humanity to the story of the enslaved here at Ashland. And the fact that we have two images, one of Charles Dupuy and now one of Aaron Dupuy, fills out our story by actually putting in front of people actual images versus just talking about people in the abstract. And quite a few other historic sites, when they talk about the enslaved, it's usually pointing towards silhouetted images of people because they don't have images. It would be very unusual that an enslaved person back in Henry Clay's time would have been photographed or had a daguerreotype made of them, because that, why would you do that? So the fact that we have two family members of the Dupuy that are have images of them, I think helps us tell the story of the enslaved much more effectively.
And as Eric pointed out, I mean, there's something in a picture that is not what gleaned from the written word.
Right, and it also, in both instances, both the image of Charles and Aaron, there's a certain posture and demeanor that I think reflects a certain, perhaps, level of stature within the enslaved hierarchy. In fact, that Charles, the drawing of Charles, whether he's looking directly at the viewer, that is also unusual, that it's a direct one-on-one connection. And the image of Aaron, though, he's in profile, so it's, you're not looking directly at him. So I think, you know, it's I don't know, I'm being redundant now at this point, but I think the fact that there's flesh and bones adds so much to the story, again, versus being abstract.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I could hear your comment about an exhibit coming up that is more descendant.
We created Traces, the story of enslaved at Ashland, and now we're creating an exhibit called Traces and Fragments that documents how we pulled that information together that came from farm ledgers, legal documents, advertisements, as well as archaeological elements. So we're trying to piece together the story. It's like a giant puzzle that we're putting back so that we can tell a more rounded story. Mm-hmm.